From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is poet and literature professor Adrian Danielle Oliver. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Janae.
Adrian is one of the writers featured in the book When We Exhale, an anthology of Black women rooted in ancestral medicine. It's a collection of poems and essays where Black women reflect on rest, grief, and intimacy. Sights and Sounds is hosting a live event to celebrate the release of the book, and that's tonight at KALW's downtown San Francisco venue. The show starts at 7 p.m. RSVP at klw.org/events. And right now, we're going to hear Adrian talk about three other poets who are reading at our When We Exhale live event. First up is poet Allie Jones. Besides being an amazing writer, Allie is one of the editors of When We Exhale. She's the author of Saltwater Moonshine, which is a poetry collection that honors her Louisiana Creole heritage. Beautiful book. Allie is also the director and co-founder of Black Freighter Press, which published When We Exhale. And fun fact, Allie was my first ever guest on the Sights and Sounds show with Janae Darden. Adrian, Allie does so much in the community, and she is extremely talented.
Yes.
I just feel like we're just so lucky to have her here in the Bay Area. For folks who don't know about Allie and her work, just tell us more.
Well, Allie Jones is just a curator of magical healing spaces. And I've had the pleasure of being in some of those spaces. One of those spaces is her Raise Your Voice writing workshop. And I think, Janae, you've been featured as part of that workshop.
Yes.
And it's just been so awesome to partner with her.
Yeah, she's really an amazing artist. That's poet Allie Jones, and you can hear Allie perform at our live event tonight. Your next poet is Kelechi Ubozo. Kelechi is a Nigerian-American writer who centers her work on racial identity, liberation, and healing. For over a decade, she worked in the California mental health system in areas such as community engagement and stigma reduction. In 2006, she was the first student journalist to have their paper published in the New York Times. Adrian, Kelechi and I go way back. We used to work together in mental health advocacy. She's also too another brilliant writer. Tell me, why does her work appeal to you?
I love Kelechi's work because it's unapologetically advocating for mental health awareness. And, you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. She has partnered with mental health organizations like Beam, the Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective. She's published an anthology featuring others writing about mental health. We've been to Patient.
Yes, which I'm part of.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also, she's in the Trauma Tresses in Truth, even breaking down like the emotional aspects of our hair and all the things we unpack as Black women with our beautiful coils.
Yeah, and another great book.
And I got to mention that she's also the co-curator of Moondrop.
Yes.
Which is just an awesome, awesome reading. She co-hosts with Cassandra Dallet. And I love Kelechi's work, and I'm excited to be in this lineup with her.
That's poet Kelechi Ubozo. See her perform at a live event tonight at KLW's downtown San Francisco venue at 220 Montgomery. And your final pick is writer Ayodele Nzinga. In 2021, Ayodele was named Oakland's first poet laureate. Ayodele has many titles to her name. She's a director, playwright, arts educator, community advocate, and so much more. Her work focuses on the intersection of cultural production, community development, and community well-being. Her poetry is straight fire on the mic. Every time I say she get on stage, she leaves ashes. She leaves the stage in ashes when she's done.
Yes.
Adrian, I know why, but you tell us why we should be excited to hear Ayodele read at our live event.
She's a cultural architect. She holds spaces for art, as well as being the founding producing director of Lower Bottom Players. She is recognized by August Wilson House as the only director in the world to direct the complete August Wilson American Century Cycle in chronological order. And so for me, as you know, a lover of literature, I just mad props to her work with bringing August Wilson's plays to life.
Yes. That's writer Ayodele Nzinga. And I want to give a shout out also to Lynn Patterson and Nia Pearl. They're also incredible, beautiful, moving poets that you do not want to miss at our live event. I've been speaking with poet and literature professor Adrienne Danielle Oliver. See all of the poets mentioned perform at our Sights and Sounds live event, When We Exhale. Join us tonight at 220 Montgomery in downtown San Francisco. The show starts at 7 p.m. RSVP at kalw.org/events. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify now. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.